This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And beginning tomorrow, the 27th Annual Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Show presented by Bi-Mart out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and getting ready already this morning. Joe Pate is out there, and I know, Joe, there's a lot going on today to get ready to start everything up tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're pretty excited right now. It's hectic, of course, as all the exhibitors are moving in from all over the place. We always say exhibitors from Alaska to Africa, and that's what's happening right now.
So give people kind of an idea of what, just how broad and some of the types of things they'll see if they come out this weekend.
Kyle, interesting you mentioned the word broad, because as I've always said, we really have here a glorified sportsman's fair. A lot of outdoor recreational activities, fishing, hunting, boating, camping, backpacking, hiking, biking, RVing, etc. And we try to show all the goods and services that we can available in the marketplace for our patrons.
Now, you've got people coming from a long ways away, local folks or area folks, I imagine, as well. And these shows obviously get a lot of interest because so many people around here like to get out in the great outdoors. That's one of the reasons a lot of people live here.
Well, of course. I mean, the whole greater Douglas County market is steeped in outdoor recreational pursuits. And that's why I think they've always embraced the show and why we've always welcomed them.
So talk about some of the specific things people can see, some of the well-known folks that will be there.
Well, if I single anybody out, you're going to get me in trouble, Kyle. But, you know, there's a lot of local interest, a lot of local businesses. Of course, we enjoy great sponsorship from Seven Feathers and Bi-Mart. We have Lithia Ford as a sponsor and a lot of great individuals that help support it. I mean, too many to mention, but, of course, we very much appreciate all of their support.
And you were talking a couple days ago, and you were in about some of the unique things, some of these folks that are so good at what they do. They're going to be out there to talk about it and do some kind of talk seminars, whatever you want to call them.
Right. The seminar program this year has got a really wide-ranging group of speakers, starting off with cooking displays and what do they call it? Dutch oven cooking. And we have a wolves seminar that talks about the reintroduction of wolves in the market in Oregon. And we have an African guide, which is giving a presentation on photographic safaris to Africa. We have Oregon gun law being discussed in Measure 114 in U. We have quite a group. Of course, we have the regular fare, you know, turkey hunting and different tactics on the we also have the giant fish tank demonstrations and a wide variety of offerings there. So from an educational point of view, we're trying to steal a line from Bass and Tackle, Rob. We're giving you directions to get out there and enjoy the outdoors safely.
And what kind of age range does this really apply to?
Again, you know, we're talking about kids from 5 to 95. I think the idea here is that if there's something particularly, especially in these days where there's an advent of an interest in outdoor recreational activities, some newbies are coming online here to try to figure out what they're doing and so on. And I think we take an approach of let's start at the simplest level and go to the most advanced levels.
How much of the fairgrounds do you guys take up with the show?
Well, we have the four buildings that we've occupied, you know, the community building, the Douglas Hall, and the exhibit building, as well as we use the floral building for the Speakers Bureau.
And so a lot of displays, I imagine, outside as well.
Yep, we have displays outside. We have RVs. We've got some heavy equipment from the Pepe Cat, and we should have an interesting display all the way around, indoor, outdoor.
And talk about hours and admission, what people need to know there.
Well, the hours are Friday. We open at noon and run till 9. Saturday is 10 till 8. Sunday, 10 to 3.
All right, going on out at the 27th Annual Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Show. Joe, anything else you want to remind people about?
No, just that we've always appreciated the Roseburg crowd and look forward to having them again. And the way they've embraced the show is really heartwarming, and we sure look forward to having a great weekend.
All right, Joe, we'll see you out there tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Kyle. Thanks again for your help.
All right, you bet. Joe Pate there live at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, getting ready for the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Show, 8:36 of the morning report.